If you want to be more involved with the Nonprofit Nook, we now have a Facebook community for listeners where you can help shape the podcast. You can suggest episode topics, answer polls, recommend speakers, and join the conversation with other nonprofit leaders who truly get it. Just search the Nonprofit Nook community on Facebook and request to join. We'd love to have you. Marketing for a nonprofit isn't about selling. It's about messaging. It's how we stay connected with our donors, our volunteers, and the people we serve. It's how we invite new people to become part of our mission. But sometimes it can feel never-ending. There's always another post to write, another story to tell, another update to share. And while I work hard to do all things marketing, there are definitely parts I dread, like creating and scheduling content for social media, or remembering how many times I need to talk about something so people actually hear it. That's where Engie comes in. Engie feels like a marketing partner who really gets me. It helps me figure out what to say, when to say it, and how to engage my audience in a way that feels true to my brand. It even helps me write everything in my voice and puts it all together in one big calendar so I can see how it's all going to play out. I can track what's working, plan what's next, and actually feel confident about my marketing. And I love the extras, like the monthly group coaching calls with experts, the simple social media scheduler, and the AI blog writer that makes creating content so much easier. So if you're ready for marketing to finally make sense, check out the link in the show notes. Trust me, you're going to love it.
We are so blessed to receive the grants that we do receive, but so many of them are restrictive. And because our pantry has grown, right, from 100 to 600 people a day, over 10,000 individuals every month. Last month, we served 10,500, and I think over 200 new clients.
Welcome to the Nonprofit Nook, the podcast for nonprofit leaders, board members, and community changemakers who want to build stronger, smarter organizations. I'm your host, Wendy Kidd, a longtime business owner and nonprofit leader, and I'm here to bring you real talk, real tools, and real stories to help you thrive in the nonprofit world. I'll be talking with local nonprofit leaders, community changemakers, and experts in everything from board development to fundraising and digital tools, sharing real stories and simple strategies you can actually use. Because running a nonprofit is hard, but you don't have to do it alone. Let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Nonprofit Nook. Today, I'm excited to welcome Melody Krill, Executive Director of the Community Food Pantry of McKinney. Melody brings a unique background as an entrepreneur, leader, and coach, along with a genuine passion for serving her community. Under her leadership, the Community Food Pantry is doing more than providing food. It's creating a welcoming, dignified experience for families who need a little extra support. Melody is also a recent graduate of Leadership McKinney's Class of 2026, continuing to deepen her connection and commitment to the community she serves. Welcome, Melody.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so happy to have you. I know we've known each other for a while, and you have been on my list of gets, and I'm so happy that you finally joined me.
Yay! We're here. We're doing it.
We're here and doing it. I really want everybody to know so much more about you and what you do, just because you really are very prominent in our community. I think a lot of people know what you're doing and how much you have brought to the table for this organization ever since you became a part of it. And it's such a key nonprofit serving our community right now. I can't tell you how much I appreciate the work that you guys are doing, because just knowing how hard it is to put food on the table right now for everybody. You guys are just right there alongside them, and it's awesome.
Thank you so much. It does take a lot of work and dedication and staff and volunteers to make it all happen and to put it all together so we can continue to serve our community.
Yeah, yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about the food pantry, how it got started, kind of what its story is.
Okay, so our founder, Carol Bodwell, started this organization in 1977. So last year, we celebrated our 50th year. We are the longest standing pantry in McKinney. and we are hard at work. And sadly, Carol passed away in December of 2025. So we're just continuing her legacy every single day. She had such a heart for serving the community. And I'm so happy that we're able to, you know, continue that mission for her.
I love that. I love that it's part of her legacy that you guys are living on, because there's so many founders who don't let go of their nonprofits and it does pass with them. So I'm happy that Carol was so amazing to set you guys up for such a legacy for herself too.
Yes. And she had the biggest heart. Anyone that knew her heart. And she just meant so much. One of our board members, Tammy Hutchins, who got to work closely with Carol, had such a close relationship with her. And she talks about it often, that the pantry was a place where God and she could just feel God's presence in the pantry and what Carol was doing. And yeah, I'm just so happy to be there and, you know, keep doing what Carol started so many years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So tell me a little bit about, you know, who do you guys serve and how do you serve them?
We are what is called a choice pantry. So many people think that a food pantry is a place that people can come once a month and get a box of food, but we are much different than that. We really pride ourselves on sharing our mission through a dignified experience. So when our neighbors come to shop, they get the full grocery store experience. They have a shopping cart. They get to go up and down the aisles and pick out what they need for their families. And we do food rescue 7 days a week from our grocery store partners, such as Walmart, HEB, Trader Joe's, Tom Thumb, Kroger. The list goes on and on with our grocery store partners. But the food that we receive every single day goes out the same day, because we are serving over 600 individuals a day. Now, when I started in January of 2024, we were serving 100 individuals a day. That wow. number has grown because they were only able to come shop every other week. But to cut down food waste and to really help our neighbors that we're serving, I went to our board and I said, they need to come shop once a week. And so every time they come, they get to leave with hundreds of dollars of groceries that if they went to a regular grocery store, that's what it would cost them. But icing on the cake is they get to leave with flowers. And that is because of Trader Joe's. We get the most beautiful bouquets of flowers and everyone gets to leave with flowers in addition
oh, wow.
to all of the food. And just so many people are facing food insecurity. Just normal people, people that are working, both the husband and wife, you know, mm-hmm. working, they struggle to go shopping and feed their family. And so what we do is we fill that gap where they don't have to choose between paying their electric bill or their rent or buying groceries for their family. And so
right.
it's just such a blessing. We serve so many families, and I know that we're really helping.
Yeah. Do you guys have like a set criteria, or is this just open to anybody? Like, who specifically do you serve?
So we serve McKinney and the surrounding areas of McKinney, like Melissa, mm-hmm. Anna, Blue Ridge. And what they have to qualify to come see us to become a neighbor that we serve, they have to we follow North Texas Food Bank income guidelines, and those are listed on their website. But if there is a major tragedy and someone passes away, or there is a job loss. Sometimes we are serving single moms fleeing a domestic violence relationship. We do not turn anyone away. Period. Wow. Period. Now, if they need help from another city that we don't serve, we provide them the resources to find the food that they need and who can help them. So sometimes I'll pop open my computer and download the list for them of the pantries that are in their area. But this is really easy. And all you have to do is go to nortexasfoodbank.org and find a pantry and put in a zip code, and all of the pantries that serve your zip code will pop up.
That's amazing. I love that there's that free resource. And I know that you really collaborate well with other nonprofits to make sure that your people are taken care of. Yeah. I've heard the stories of you going above and beyond. I don't know if you want to share any stories today, any of your success stories.
We all work together. I mean, there is a list, you know, but no matter what I have achieved for the pantry, there's always more to do, right? Mm-hmm. And I have a long list of goals that I'd like to see. But even though I have made some amazing things happen, there's just so much more work to do. So let's think about it. When I started, I had no idea how to do grant writing. And let me just tell you guys how I landed this position. At the end of 2023, my husband and I were both laid off from our positions. And we found ourselves in a really, we had to put everything into storage. We were living with our best friends. And I went to go get food stamps for our family. And it literally took all day back and forth to the office with papers. And they made me feel, they didn't give me the dignified experience. They made me feel like a criminal. And I just needed help for my family. And I left there that day with $50 in food stamps. But the blessing in this story is my friend Beth, who was in a networking group with one of our board members, shared that I was looking for a position, and the next week I got this job. And I feel like God was saying, I want you over here helping people facing food insecurity the way that you were. And I really do have such a big heart for serving others. And so many of our neighbors, even though a lot of my job is in my office, on the computer, answering emails, organizing food drives, handling our newsletter and social media and grant writing, and just really getting out there to help the pantry grow, the neighbors know me and they know what I do. And so many of them give me hugs. And actually, next week, one of our clients is turning 102 on August 25th.
Wow.
And I know. We're trying to figure out a way that we can celebrate her. She's just the sweetest little soul. We always ask her, what is your secret? What? You are amazing. 102 years. And so I'm trying to think of, you know, some of my other accomplishments. I guess it would be a lot of the grants that I've learned how to write. You know, I'm the type of person, and I think it's part of our generation. If we don't know how to do a job, we're going to do what we have to do to learn how to do that job and do it right and accomplish our goals. And it's in my blood. My dad was an entrepreneur, and you know, he did everything he could for our family. And I just, it's in my blood. So he passed that down to me. We have been able to successfully receive grants through the city of McKinney, through North Texas Food Bank. And the biggest grant that we've received just happened. and it was for $210,000 through North Texas Food Bank for a refrigerated truck.
That's so amazing.
This is gonna more efficient because we have a van. And so, for example, Sundays is our busiest day for pickups. We have to go to 2 different Trader Joe's, Tom Thumb, Costco Allen, Costco Frisco. And when we do these pickups, the van is so full. So our driver comes back and we have to unload. And it literally takes us almost 12 hours to get all of that done in a day. So with the truck coming, we'll be able to do multiple pickups and then just come unload. And we're so excited about that. Not to mention to have the refrigeration portion for extra food safety and for backup, you know, when we when we need more freezer space. So I'm really proud of that. And then we also received one for $110,000 last year for a grant that I wrote to help us cover the patio so we can have a more efficient stock room and more storage and a bigger waiting room. So that's really exciting. We also are part of the Women's Alliance of McKinney, which was a grant application we had to write, and they chose us as their nonprofit of choice for 3 years. And we have one more year with them, which has been an amazing ride. I get to speak. Before this, public speaking scared me, and now I'm invited to do so many speaking engagements at churches and organizations just to share our mission, to really share why we need these volunteers. And right now we need volunteers badly because school's back in session. And we just, you know, every single summer when summer ends, we're like, no, we need our volunteers. So you can visit our website at mckinneyfoodpantry.org, get involved, and look for some shifts to volunteer. So if you can't help out monetarily, but you want to give back, volunteering is such a great way to give back to your community.
I was going to say, I feel like you would need a fleet of volunteers to do what you guys do.
50 volunteers a day.
That's a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, we love our volunteers so much. We have the best relationships with them, and they're our family. They're part of the McKinney Food Pantry family.
Sure, sure. Do any of your corporate sponsors, do they partner with you to bring like their employees in and stuff?
Yes. So many, just a couple weeks ago, we had Hendrix come in and we did a drive with them. They donated some food, like bananas and apples and oranges and popsicles, and they filled bags up and passed out like 2 huge things of water to families. And this was when our pantry was closed on a Friday, but we had a drive through food drive for our neighbors where anybody could come and get these groceries and water. Like, everybody needs water. And the popsicles were such a hit.
I bet.
It's amazing. We've also done work with Kia and Honda and just a lot of the big organizations. KFC is actually coming on the 25th for a day of volunteering. And we're so excited because they're actually going to help us get some bingo raffle prizes for our upcoming bingo. We're not an organization that's able to have a big gala yet. We're just not at that point, but we're getting there.
Yeah.
And we are so excited to do bingo on the 25th at Gather on the Square, which is it's going to be a fundraiser. So we are collecting raffle prizes for people to buy raffle tickets and possibly win, you know, whatever raffle that you know, they want.
Yeah.
We have like massages and facials and a really cool cooler from Honda. So there's going to be great raffle prizes, but we're looking for more.
Can we get tickets on your website, or how do we get to the...
So you, if you want to go, which I would love for you to come.
I'm coming, baby. It's on my calendar.
All right. It's on the 25th from 6 to 9 at Gather on the Square. And to get tickets, you need to go to Gather on the Square's website and just look for the Community Food Pantry of McKinney's Bingo. It's going to be
so fun.
Who doesn't love bingo night? I'm going to be calling numbers. And your ticket includes dinner, it includes drinks, non-alcoholic drinks, and games of bingo where you can win prizes. So it
goes towards
a good cause, and it's going to help us grow. We are so blessed to receive the grants that we do receive, but so many of them are restrictive. And because our pantry has grown... Right? From 100 to 600 people a day, over 10,000 individuals every month. Last month, we served 10,500 and I think over 200 new clients. So because we're growing, the cost of our operations is growing too. Our trash, recycling, and the amount of pickups we do creates more trash. So we really need some unrestricted donations to help us with our day-to-day operations.
Sure. I think that's something that a lot of people don't understand is they really do need to donate to the base operations fund. They don't need to just donate to one specific service because the nonprofit needs all of their players to be able to produce that service.
Right. We're so blessed with our grocery store partners and keeping our fridges and freezers full and North Texas Food Bank for helping us do all that. And we love food drives. We absolutely love the food drives, but we need help, unrestricted help to help with day-to-day operations so we can keep continuing to serve this community.
Yeah, we need to pay for things like trash. Like that's just what we need help with all the things, not just showing up with
and
food.
Our building is old.
Yes.
So we've had maintenance like AC and plumbing. The list goes on and on with the things that we have to pay for to keep the building in good shape.
Sure. Well, tell me, what's your favorite part of your job? What's the favorite thing that you get to do? You kind of told us a good idea of what all you work on, but tell us what your favorite part is.
My favorite part of my job is just being able to connect with our neighbors and to step back and watch what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Because so many people show up and it's a very humbling experience. So many people are embarrassed to have to come to the food pantry. But if you're listening to this and you need help, let us help you because it's nothing to be embarrassed about. And we will give you the biggest hug and make you feel welcome and help you put food on the table for your family, which it's a necessity. And we have healthy choices. We have a whole produce section because of our relationship with Trader Joe's and North Texas.
Which I love. It's not just all processed foods for people. Yeah.
Right. We have, and Miss Barbara, one of our volunteers, she makes sure that that produce section looks like a little farmer's market.
I love that.
Amazing. She takes such pride in that produce section.
Yeah. So, well, it's all about creating that experience.
And watching what it is that we're doing. Mm-hmm. It really is so special and something to be proud of.
Yeah. What's something you wish people understood more about nonprofits?
I wish people understood that nonprofits, they don't understand that let me put it this way. So many companies think that nonprofits have a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not the case. So I'm very careful about who we hire, right, for building maintenance, because they will try to rob you. And are literally a nonprofit, you know, just trying to keep our doors open and continue our operations. So when Joplin's comes to do our AC, it's such a gift because they don't charge us anything. And I'm just so grateful to Joplin.
See, that's one of those in-kind donations that people don't think of, but it's just as simple as that. If your company does something that could help you as a business, those in-kind donations are amazing.
Right. And part of my job is not only to raise money for the pantry, but it's to save the money going out the back door.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a really big part of my job. And the relationships that I've created in the last 3 years have really helped us in that respect.
Yeah. I love that. Well, what else do you think people need to know about the community food pantry? What have we not talked about yet that we need to make sure to tell people about?
Oh, my gosh. Well, like I said, we're serving over 10,000 people a month, which is huge.
It's huge.
We're right in the heart of McKinney at 307 Smith Street. We need volunteers daily, 50 volunteers a day. And there is something for everyone to do. Our biggest need right now is to raise money to build a parking lot. Because we've grown so quickly, we just don't have enough parking spaces for our staff, for our volunteers, and for our neighbors that we serve.
Yeah.
And so we own the property behind the pantry, which is a really big space and a huge plus, but it's going to cost us $200,000 to build this parking lot.
Wow.
So that is something that I wanted to share, which is a really, really big ask. But I'd love to connect with, you know, other organizations or donors that have a heart for food insecurity, have a heart for McKinney, because it's right here in McKinney. And if you want to give back, it would mean the world to us. One of our recent newsletters I sent out, it was like 2 months ago. The same night that I sent out that letter, we received a donation. A large donation from a brain surgeon. And I emailed him thanking him. And his response was just so sweet. He said that this is his way of giving back to the community. And I just wish that there were more people like that that want to share and give back, because this man can. This man did it. And if he did it, then there's so many more people that can do that too.
Absolutely. It's investing in your community. When you give back, you are investing in your own community. It'll come back to you.
And I don't want to make this call about, we need this, we need this, we need, you know. I really wanted to do this call with you, because so many people don't know we exist.
Yeah, which is so crazy to me, because everybody I know knows about it. But I'm always, anytime I meet somebody who doesn't know about it, I'm like, oh, this is amazing. Let me tell you, this is not just your run-of-the-mill food pantry.
And our staff, I get to work with the most amazing staff. JC is our general manager. Cedric is our operations manager. Whatever we need to be done, it's done. And we all step up and we have hearts for giving back. We work incredibly long hours to make sure that our community is fed and that we can keep doing what we're doing. So yeah. I'm so excited I got to share a little bit with you today. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. I'm so appreciative that you were able to come on the show. We were able to have this conversation. So, you know, everybody go check out Melody and her team and what they're doing. I am sure Melody has lots of tips for our other nonprofit leaders because I know she does. She's out there sharing all the time, especially about volunteer management and grant writing. Like those are your two deals, right?
Yes.
So we'll post Melody's LinkedIn. We'll have all that in the show notes. And, you know, Melody, just thank you guys so much for the work that you guys are doing.
Thank you so much. And take care and come see us. We would love to set up a pantry tour so you can see what we're doing.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Thanks so much, Melody. And everybody, we will see you next week with our next episode.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Nonprofit Nook. We're building better nonprofits together. If you found today's episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with other nonprofit leaders who need support. Follow the Nonprofit Nook on social media and sign up for our email list for extra tips and updates. You can also visit thenonprofitnook.com to see the show notes and leave a comment telling me what topics you want next. Your feedback shapes the show. See you next time.